For our second cognitive service that we want to bring into our application, we're going to use Bing Image Search to go out and find images that we've asked for using Bing Speech. To get to our API and sign up for it, we have to go to the Cognitive Services website, as always, and click Get Started for Free. This will give us a list of the different options available to us, and in this instance, we want to choose Bing Search. With Bing Image Search, you can not only simply search for images, which is what we'll be doing, but also add filters for image types, layout, freshness, or even the license. Bing Image Search can provide insights into your found images, including captions, images that are similar, or even find trending images. So what we want to do here is we'll check off what the service that we want. We'll scroll down to the bottom as always. We agree and we subscribe. So here's our Bing search, valid against all Bing search APIs, so we could be searching for web or images or video. We're going to search for images. As always, we can go to Azure and get a permanent key over and above our demo key that's automatically assigned to us. We're going to copy the key, and then we're ready to go to our application and start building in the features that we need. So we go to our Visual Studio application. If you recall from the last demonstration, we added Bing Speech to allow us to tell our application in speech and have it generate text. Well, we're going to use that text to do the search now. To do that, we're going to have to do a couple of things. The first thing we're going to do is we're going to uncomment our search image. Well, let's look at that for a moment. We'll uncomment it. Now let's look at what we do. It's very similar in a lot of ways the way we call Bing Speech, but there are some subtle differences. The first thing we did is we created or got the Bing Image Search Response class, which we built using the JSON from the Cognitive Services API documentation. Going back to our main function here, the first thing is we're going to pass in the key just as we did for Bing Speech. The next thing we're going to do is we're going to pass in a query string. So in this instance, we're not passing in a JSON package. We're going to put a query string on the end of our REST service. The query string is going to consist of the phrase we want to search, which will be the phrase that we got from Bing Speech, the count, how many images we want to bring back. In our demo application, we're going to bring back just the first one, but we could very easily bring back 10 or 15 and display them in a grid of some sort or allow the user to select which one they want. The market is US and we want it to be a safe search, so we can indicate we want to avoid questionable content, and we can change the levels of safe search that we want. That's a very useful feature if you're building, for example, a business application and you're bringing back images to be used in your business. The fact that you can add a search in here for the particular license, so you can look for images that you can use in your marketing materials or whatever, but also you can make sure that you're not bringing back material you would rather not have in your business. And then we're going to call it. Now, to call this routine, we're just going to stick that into the response received from our Bing Speech. So our Bing Speech is going to send back to us the speech or the text that we've retrieved from our Bing Speech conversion. And we're going to just pass this on as a search. There's the text we're going to send. So let's try running it. Show me a kitten.
Show me a kitten.
And there's our kitten there. So we were able to take the show me a kitten, convert it to text, send it to Bing Image Search, get the image, and then display it on our form. Really simple, not a lot of code.